45 political parties are participating in this election. They are competing into about 1,300 seats, and we have got about 3,500 candidates who are competing in those seats.
I've spoken with some main opposition parties, and they think that the process will not be free and fair.
It is free and fair because all candidates are allowed to have their representative in the polling station to stay with ballot boxes until the results are announced. So there is no way that this election is going to be not free. But of course, some political parties are boycotting. They are not participating, and that is their choice. This election has been announced since 2010. We have announced that in 2015, there's going to be election because the term of office of this government ends in April 2015. And we have to have an elected government. Otherwise, the government will not be a representative government. It won't be a legal government. It will not be a constitutional government. And this is the problem.
Do you think, therefore, some of the opposition parties that are not taking part, is it a mistake that they are not taking part?
Those political parties, all of them, understood since 2010 that there's going to be an election in 2015. And as I told you, I don't know any means by which a government can extend its terms of office.
The opposition claimed that President Bashir's ruling party controls everything.
Of course, this is not true. This is an independent commission. I'm the chairperson of that commission. We have been elected by the parliament since 2010. And when we are elected to this post, all political parties, the opposition, were part of the parliament who elected us. So this commission has been appointed, selected, and endorsed by a parliament in which the opposition, including SPLA, SPLM, were part of.
Professor, what do you think about the European Union? It says that it's not sending observers because it believes that the election will not be free and fair.
If they can tell me, how can I have a legal constitutional government without election, I have got open ears to understand. But the European Union has got no answer. If we don't run an election in 2015, in April, then the whole Sudan will be at chaos. We will not have an acceptable government. We will not have a constitutional government.